Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Wilson, what was the idiom we learned which means shut up, be quiet?
Well, yesterday we learned an idiom called put a cork in it.
All right, put cork in it means shut up and or be quiet.
Yeah, so it's not a wine drinking idiom, it's a be quiet idiom.
Right, so it's not a polite way to say...Shut up.
Well,
shut up is a rude, right?
Yeah, shut up is not very polite either.
And be quiet is okay, right?
Please be quiet.
Please, baby, be
quiet. I guess maybe the most appropriate or most polite way of saying it, if you have to ask someone to be quiet. But the shut up and put a cork in it, well, those are more colorful ways of saying please be quiet.
Right, colorful way.
Yeah.
那么刚才呢，我们复习了一下昨天讲到的一点。Put a cork in it, 翻译成中文的是闭嘴。同时呢，我们也强调这是一个不是很礼貌的方法呢，叫对方呢不要说话。如果说比较客气的让对方说不要说话的话呢，前面可以加一个 please be quiet。那么你整个的说话的语气呢会比较温和一些。And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Well, guess what? We have another be quiet treat for you.
Really?
Yeah, it's another idiom that means, hey, be quiet.
So it's the same as put a cork in it, right?
Well, it's similar. It's put something in it, but not a cork this time.
So what is it?
Today's idiom is put a sock in it. Sock, S-O-C-K, the little thing we wear on our feet, put a sock in it.
Right, 那么今天非常的巧合，我们今天的 idiom 同样也表示一个人闭嘴。那么呢，它开始的动词呢也是 put。把一个东西放到什么什么里面，但是今天的东西呢是 sock, S-O-C-K, 翻译成中文呢是我们脚上穿的袜子，把袜子放到什么里面。So, what is it? 那么这里面的 it 是什么东西，把袜子放到什么里面。我们知道一般把袜子放到我们说的一个壁橱里面，放到衣柜里面，或者放鞋里面。So what is it?
It's a good question. If you want someone to be quiet, maybe you put a sock in their mouth?
Well, that's awful. It's gross, right?
Yeah, well, hopefully it's a washed sock.
Right, otherwise stink and smelly.
Ugh.
All right. So let's do a little conversation to show how we use put a sock in it.
Okay, great idea.
Hey, Sam, how was the movie last night?
Oh, actually, the movie was great. You know, it's just there was one problem, but it wasn't with the movie. It was before the movie began, there was these two ladies talking really loud.
Ah, these people are really irritating. I hate people talking in a movie theater.
Me too. But you know what? We all thought, well, once the movie begins, for sure they're going to stop talking. But, of course, they didn't.
They still kept talking?
Yeah, kept talking, and it wasn't even about important stuff. It was just about what they want to do on the weekend. And their voices were so loud, everyone was getting irritated with them.
Right, they should have a talk in the coffee shop instead of the movie theater. What do you think?
Exactly. So you know what I did? Well, I kind of got fed up with it, couldn't take it anymore.
Right.
So I said, hey ladies, put a sock in it. Yeah, well, they were a little embarrassed, especially when everyone started clapping.
Oh, you did. Oh, man, you're a champ.
Yeah, exactly. I was the champion of everyone in the movie theater. But once I told them that and everyone stopped clapping, they didn't say another word.
Well, they will learn a lesson from yesterday, right?
Yeah, and thankfully, they didn't try to get back at me like by pouring hot coffee on me.
All right, so because you're in the safe zone, right?
Yeah, exactly.
那么刚才的对话呢用到了今天讲到的 idiom put a sock in it 它的场景呢是我跟 Sam 说昨天电影看得如何 Sam 说电影还看得不错但是呢在电影开始之前呢他前面有两位女士呢不停地在说话 Sam 觉得呢在电影之前你们聊一聊无所谓了但是呢等电影开演之后呢他们才不停地聊同时呢聊那些特别的琐事 Sam 呢最后呢是忍无可忍了他呢 fed up他炸了起来然后呢跟前面的两位女士说您能不能闭嘴那么用到我们今天讲到的 idiom put a sock in it 翻译成中文是闭嘴也等同于我们昨天讲到的 idiom put a cork in it or shut up
yeah.
right. 所以表示一个人非常愤怒或者说比较生气的时候呢可以用我们今天讲到的词组还有呢同时也可以用我们昨天讲到的词组 put a sock in it put a cork in it那么这两位女士听完 Sam 的这个愤怒的声音之后呢终于闭嘴了同时呢表现得非常的尴尬所以今天我们学到了另外一个表示闭嘴的 expression put a sock in it So it's easy and pretty easy to use. So could you explain the origin of put a sock in it?
Yeah, well, a long time ago, maybe not that long ago,
right?
But in the early beginning of speakers,
uh-huh.
the things we use to listen to music or amplify sounds,
right?
The speaker kind of looked like a flower.
Right.
So maybe like the old record player to have this little like flower looking thing coming out of it, that was the speaker.
Right.
If the sound was too loud, because maybe they didn't have like a volume control,
mm-hmm.
they could put a sock into that hole of the speaker, and that would either muffle the sound or make it very, very quiet.
All right, it's a way to turn down the volume.
Exactly.
那么我们解释一下这个 put a sock in it 它的出处，它源于呢很早以前我们听的那种非常传统的留声机。我们当时的留声机呢有又播放了很大的那个唱片，我们黑色的很大的唱片。那么它呢同时有一个非常大的像花一样的一个大的喇叭 speaker， 但是呢当时的留声机呢它没有音量的这个按钮。它不可能呢来调节音量的大小。如果说声音过大的话呢，当时人们想了一个办法，把袜子脱下来，然后呢放到那个 speaker 里面，这样的话能有效的把声音呢能够降低一些。所以呢，这就是这个词组的一个 origin， 它的出处。Put sock in it means lower the volume, lower the voice.
Yes, exactly.
Kind of interesting origin, right?
Yeah, sure.
So I think people can still put something else.Not just sock, and maybe some t-shirt, or maybe some towels, right? A still way can lower the voice.
Yeah, tissues, toilet paper, like you said, shirts, I'm sure there's a number of things. Cotton balls.
Yeah, yeah scarf, right?
A scarf, yeah, sure.
Right, 同时我们想想过去的人不仅仅可以把袜子放里面，比如还可以把一些毛巾啊、围巾啊，或者说脱掉的一些 t-shirt,可以放里面，同时呢也能达到说把音量降低的那么效果。但是呢，可能说是袜子是最方便，同时呢也比较容易脱掉了一个东西，所以把这 put a sock in 的这个词组一直用到了现在。
Yeah, but if you want to tell someone to be quiet, but tell them put a scarf or put a T-shirt in it, they might be a little confused. Like, right?
Right. 但是大家记住，只能用这个 sock 这个词。如果你放到其他的单词，比如说 tissue, scarf, maybe towels, people may get confused.
Yeah.
所以大家记住，只能放这个。Sock. Alright, so that's it for today's expressions, which means shut up.
Yes.
Right? And now let's continue our part two of today's Youth English, which is still about the story how an Australian guy or Australian bloke bought a property.
Yeah, so we're going back down under to Australia
to right.
find out more about what's involved in buying a house but not relying on your parents.
Right, so by the way, do you use a bloke in the U.S.?
Bloke, not so much, no.
Alright, B-L-O-K-E, that's Australian way to say guy.
Yeah.
Alright, so before we go to the next part of the story, now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
First for today's hit the books, we have chip in. Two words. Chip in. Chip is C-H-I-P.Chip in.
第一个词组呢是 chip in, 翻译成中文是出钱或者大家出钱去买一个东西或者是呢捐助某件事情。
Yeah, I like for weddings, you know, sometimes you want to get the groom and bride a really nice gift,、
mm-hmm.
but you don't have enough money yourself, so、
right.
you get a few friends together, you all chip in, and then together you can buy them that nice gift.
Right, 所以这个词组呢可以用在婚礼之前，如果说同事想给这个新郎或新娘买一个特别好的礼物，但是你一个人呢出的钱不足以买那个礼物的话呢，那么同事呢把钱凑到一起买一个非常像样的 a decent gift. 那么这个动作呢英文叫做 chip in.
Next is the word guarantee. Guarantee. G-U-A-R-A-N-T-E-E. Guarantee.
第二个单词 guarantee 翻译成中文是确保，它可以作为一个动词确保一个什么什么事情，同时呢也是一个名词，比如说 satisfaction guarantee.
Next is the word represent. Represent. R-E-P.R-E-S-E-N-T, represent.
第三个单词 represent, 翻译成中文是代表，是一个动词。
Right. Next is the word sizable. Sizable. S-I-Z-A-B-L-E. Sizable.
下一个单词 sizable. 这个单词跟我们学过了一个非常简单的单词 size, 有的一个非常相似的拼写，因为我们知道 size 翻译成中文是大小的意思，是一个名词，但是今天这个 sizable 是一个形容词，它不是说大小的，而是呢说相当大的。
Next is the word median. Median. M-E-D-I-A-N. Median.
下一个单词 median 翻译成中文是中间的，它是指的一个价钱的一个中间价，比如说北京的这个房价，它的中间价是多少钱，比如说现在是4万或者是3万8，那么这个价钱对于北京的房价来讲是一个 median price.
Next we have the word exceed. Exceed. E-X-C-E-E-D. Exceed.
下一个单词是一个动词，翻译成中文是超过。
Next we have the wordCompromise. Compromise. C-O-M-P-R-O-M-I-S-E. Compromise.
下一个单词 compromise， 这个单词在我们工作和生活当中非常有用的一个单词，因为我们在工作和生活的当中呢，要学会能够 compromise， 翻译成中文能够妥协，能够让步。
Next and lastly, we have deep pocket. Deep pocket. Two words. D-E-E-P.Pocket, P-O-C-K-E-T.
最后一个词组 deep pocket 非常简单，翻译成中文呢是很深的裤兜，不是说我们裤兜的深浅，而是指了一个人的财富非常的有钱，表示一个人 rich or wealthy。 那么另外一个非常形象的说法呢，这个人有一个很深的裤兜， deep pocket. Alright, so let's go to the next part of the story, how Australian guy bought his first property.
Alright, here we go. 35 is the new 25. When it comes to buying property, 35 has become the new 25, even for buyers with parents prepared to chip in or provide a family guarantee, he says. Most face several years hard saving to put away $50,000 to $100,000, sums which no longer represent a sizable deposit in a city where the median house price exceeds $1 million. It's unrealistic for the majority of people to buy a property to live in Sydney.Under 25, Gerard says. 10 years ago, people were buying in their early 20s and paying off a mortgage by 30 or 35. Researcher BIS Shrapnel predicts that just 23.7% of Sydneyers aged under 35 will own a home by 2019, compared with 43.2% in 2011and 48.5% in 1991. Ownership figures for under 35s in Victoria.Are expected to fall from 45.8% in 2011 to 33% in 2019. In Queensland, just 26.1% of under 35s are likely to have their own place by 2019, down from 40.4% in 2011. Sacrifice and compromise are the keys for young folk who want a place to call their own and don't have parents with deep pockets to help it happen.Melbourne and financial advisor Steve Endicott says.
All right, well, let's look at the situations people buying properties. 现在呢，我们看一看在澳大利亚人们买房的一个环境究竟是什么样的一群人。What kind of age bracket people are buying property? 文中提到的是 35 is the new 25.这什么意思呢？听起来是两个数，35是新的25。那么其实文中是说呢，过去人们买房的年龄呢大概是25岁，那么现在人们呢只有35岁呢才开始或者说才有能力买房的。原因呢，我们分析一下，今天我们讲到了第一段，现在这个房价是越来越高， So the property is getting more expensive and the down payment or the full deposit may be gone up.Maybe from $50,000 that was 10 years ago, now you need $100,000, maybe $200,000 as a first deposit, right?
Yep, that's right. So since it's a lot harder, well, you have to be much older to be able to pay off these homes. Like before, 25, no problem. Housing was much cheaper.
Right.
It wasn't a big thing to own your own house.
Mm-hmm.
But now, with all the housing prices going up and up and up,Now, 35 is kind of the new age when you can maybe have a house.
Right, 原因非常的简单，在10年前或15年前，人们呢只需要交比如5万块钱或者是3万块钱，最低可能只需要2万块钱就可以把这个首付交了。那么刚才讲到这个首付叫 deposit or first deposit, 或者呢叫 down payment。对于年轻人来讲呢，他能够 pull all nighter, 那么翻译成中文的家业车或者说晚上工作的话呢，就可以呢攒到比如说几万块钱两万或三万块钱 no problem。但是现在来讲呢，那么他的首付可能达到了二十万或三十万，因为这个原因非常的简单，在悉尼他的一个 median house price， 他房屋的中间价已经达到了一百万澳币。那么一百万澳币对于年薪大概两三万的人来讲呢，是一个永远达不到的一个目标。所以呢，对于他们来讲，二十五岁拥有房子是一个 a dream impossible。所以呢，他们只能说 keep waiting, waiting until they have money for the first down payment。So they have to wait until they are 35 years old.
Yep. And you know what? Even if parents are prepared to kind of chip in、mm-hmm. or give some sort of guarantee on the loan,、mm-hmm. it's still not possible. Because, I mean, if you think $1 million or more for a house,、mm-hmm. it doesn't really matter unless your parents are rich.
Right.
But if they're not, then yeah, you're going to have to wait a while.
Right, 同时呢我们看看家庭呢有的时候给你一定的帮助，文中提到 chip in， 同时这个 chip in 也是我们今天讲到了一个关键词组，表示说有朋友或家人特别是父母的能够捐助或者父母的一个救助的话呢，那么孩子的压力呢会有所降低。但是我们知道在西方社会呢，父母不可以把他所有的 saving 来帮孩子交首付，但跟我们中国的情况有所不同。中国的父母呢有可能把自己所有的钱从银行里面取出来，然后呢帮孩子交这个首付，但是在西方国家 So in the Australia and the US, parents won't be able toYou know, give all their savings to their children for the down payment. Just like a part of their savings should be okay, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Right.
But you know, some parents go pretty crazy for their children.
Uh-huh.
So they might, yeah, do everything they can, even go into debt.
Really?
To help their parents get a house. Maybe even go into debt just to help their children get a house.
So that's story in the U.S.?
Well, in the U.S., I think it could be seen in a lot of places.
Right, in China it's a commonplace.
Yeah.
You know, the parents chip in all their money, all their savings.
Yeah.
Even they're in a go debt, as you mentioned. And
yeah.
So to help the young people to set up their family.
Yeah, exactly. But kind of going back, if you don't mind, like this one number is the new other number, like
right.
35 is the new 25. Well, this is a quite useful phrase.
Right.
Especially when it comes to age.So, for example, if you hear something like 50 is the new 40.
Right.
Well, that's referring to, you know, years ago, maybe people didn't live quite as long.
Right.
But with more modern technology, it's quite common for people to live 70, 80, maybe 90 years.
Right.
So, like 50 is the new 40. It means, well, you know, when you're 50 years old, it still feels like you're younger, like you're in your 40s.
So people in their 60 are still able to play soccer.
Yeah. So like 60 is the new 45. I don't know.
Riding motorbikes everywhere, right?
Yeah, exactly. So 60 is really not that old anymore.
Right. 同时呢，这段落讲到了一个关键词叫 exceed, 超过了什么什么东西。那么文中提到的是 exceed $1 million Australian dollars. 当时的这个房屋的中间价已经超过了100万澳币。那么我们在讲单词的时候呢，讲的 exceed 的时候呢，是 exceed expectation, 超过了人们的一个预期。通过两个例子呢，能够有效的或者能够准确的学会这个单词 exceed, 超过。So in the past, people were able to pay off their mortgage before 35 years old.
Yeah, to me, that's amazing.
Right.
Because if you can buy a house in your early 20s, maybe on your own, maybe with a little bit of parents' help, and then pay off by the time you're 30 or 35, that's amazing.
Right. 那同时我们知道在过去呢，人们到35岁的时候呢，基本上可以把所有的房贷呢，都可以还清了。还清这个房贷英文怎么说呢？ Pay off.Mortgage, pay off, 表示说能够偿还得了或偿还得清一个什么东西，后面跟的词呢是 mortgage, 房贷。
I know in the US, it's very common to get at least a 20-year, if not like a 30-year loan from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if you buy a house in 20s, 30s, you're paying off your home around 50s, 60s.
Right.
So to own your home by that young, wow, that sounds wonderful.
It's normal, you know, in the people to keep paying the mortgage until they retired.
Exactly, exactly. But actually, it seems like it's going to get even worse,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of these researchers are predicting that by 2019, things are going to be even higher.
Right. 那么同时呢，文章给出了一些数据 some data， 进一步证实了说人们现在买房子或拥有房子的这个时间越来越往后推迟了。首先呢，我们看一看在2011年大概呢有 43.2% 的人呢能够拥有这个房子，但是现在的话呢，它的这个比率呢只有达到了 23.7%， 所以我们看出呢在数量上呢有一个大幅度的降低。
Yeah, so it mentions like a few different cities like Sydney, Victoria,Queensland, and a lot of these percentages go down at least by 5 or 7%. So a lot less people at a younger age are going to be able to buy houses in 2019.
Right. 不仅仅在悉尼，同时呢说在维多利亚的 Melbourne， 同时呢在布里斯班，这些所有的澳大利亚比较大的城市当中，人们买房或人们拥有房子的时间呢都同时发生了一个滞后的一个现象。 So people are buying property later than before
Yes, you're right. So the question is, like, what are young people going to do in the future when it comes to buying houses?
Right.
Well, the article mentions sacrifice and compromise are the keys for young folk or young people.
如果大家想买房的话呢，有两个非常关键的两个点。第一个点呢是 sacrifice， 第二点呢是能够 compromise.
So I think this could involveMaybe buying a smaller, cheaper house,
right.
All the way to looking for a house outside the city.
Right.
Because you know, the farther away from the city center you get, the
cheaper
houses become.
Right. 所以两个单词翻译成中文呢，第一个呢要学会能够牺牲，第二个呢要学会能够妥协。什么是牺牲？你可能牺牲上你的 entertainment， 把你牺牲到你那些所有的 hobby。原因很简单，你有太多的 hobby， 太多的 entertainment. Because we know entertainment and hobbies not free. So it costs you a lot of money.
Yep, that's right. So I guess our life can't be as carefree as we want it to be. Instead, our lifestyle is going to maybe have to be a little bit more like Ed if we want to buy a house, where we focus a little bit more on work so we can get our name on a house.
Right, 所以呢，大家第一点呢，学会牺牲自己的一些爱好。第二点呢，要学会一定的妥协。那么这个妥协呢，表示说你买房的这个 location 不一定是在什么 a downtown area， 可能说在一个 suburban area， 同时有可能说要远离大城市。当时我们谈到了这个主人公叫 Ed， 他第一次买房的地点呢，离澳大利亚的主要城市非常的远，在 Hobart， 在霍巴特，离悉尼大概说几百公里的这么一个距离。但是呢，后来呢，你可以随着工作的变迁把房子卖掉，然后呢，在悉尼越来越近的地方呢买房子，那么逐渐能够实现自己在大城市买房子那么一个梦想。所以大家呢，要学会最开始的时候能够 compromise and sacrifice.
Yeah, especially if you don't have parents that have deep pockets.Or that are rich.
Right, so it doesn't matter if your father is Buffett or Bill Gates, right?
Yeah, exactly. Then you can pretty much have any house you want if your father is that generous.
Right, because they have deep pockets.
Yeah, but you know, like some rich families we've talked about in previous episodes,
right.
They want their children to be more independent, so maybe they won't give them the money for an
house. Right.那么除非呢你的父母非常的有钱，这里面提到的有钱的父母呢是 parents with deep pocket， 这单词大家想一想，我们讲到了 deep pocket 翻译成中文是特别有钱的父母。那么如果说你的父母特别有钱的话呢，有可能会另外一个场景，你可能不需要奋斗那么的辛苦，但是呢很多父母呢希望自己的孩子能够 independent，能用自己的双手把钱呢赚来，同时呢拥有自己的房子。你拥有房子的同时呢，证明你的努力，同时也证明了你的能力。It's a demonstration of your hard work or your ability.
Yes.
Alright, so remember two key words for today, sacrifice and compromise. So these are very essential for people to have a house of their own.
Yep, that's right. And without going into debt or involving your family too much.
Right. Well,Time's up for today, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。